Welcome back to Indians Warm Up. Time for the Key Bank Manager Show with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. Indians getting ready for Game 2 here at AT&T Park against the Giants after a nice win last night. And Tito, you look at that type of game, and I know you've been looking for that for a little bit. It all seems to start, too, on the mound with Josh Tomlin, who just seemed like he was in command from the get-go.
Yeah, he was. And then, he gave up some hits early. You know, we don't convert the play at the plate, but it doesn't throw him, which is a compliment. You know, he just buckles up and, okay, stops the bleeding right there and then allows us to, when we score runs, they're meaningful runs, and ends up, being a nice, crisp game as opposed to a frustrating loss.
60 pitches through six innings, I think, pretty close to that anyway. And I know going into a start, he's not thinking about that, but I imagine in your mind there's some of that going on just based on what happened the day before.
You know, so many times you look up and it's rare where the guy, if there's a clear difference in pitches between one starter and the other, it's usually pretty close on the scoreboard too. Rarely is the guy that has 20 pitches more the guy that's winning the game. It just seems to work that way. But he was so efficient. I mean, even the innings he gave up, the couple runs there, it was only a 10-pitch inning. So, he doesn't walk anybody, and he throws strikes.
Giovanni Urshela had a tremendous defensive play on a sack bunt attempt. He turned it into a double play. We haven't seen him that much in recent years after seeing a lot of time in 2015. How special a defensive player is he from what you've seen?
Josh Tomlin made the comment. He says, I don't show much emotion out there, but when he made that play, I started yelling. I mean, that was about as slick a play as you're going to see. And, normally everybody's yelling 1-1-1 because we preach getting an out. But he got his feet under him. He made a good, strong throw. We turned a double play. I mean, that gave everybody a lift. I think it's like in basketball where you see a slam dunk and everybody goes crazy and you feel like you get a little momentum. That play gave everybody a shot in the arm.
And I know it's a very small sample size, and we haven't seen him much lately, but what have you seen growth-wise from him in the very limited time?
Well, the one thing is, we talk to him all the time about trying to swing at strikes because he's ultra-aggressive. So in small sample sizes, I don't know if that really plays into it as much. If you're getting a guy 600 at-bats, I think you got to make some adjustments. In small samples, especially against maybe facing a lefty, he can do what he did last night. He drove the ball into the gap. He's had some really good at-bats. He has bat speed. He's got good hand-eye coordination. We got to get him to swing at more strikes, because if he does, that's going to turn into more damage.
Offensively, always nice to see Francisco Lindor going well, some shades of last season. And what's impressed you here during the stretch when maybe he hasn't been putting up the numbers that we've grown accustomed to? What has he done?
Well, he always plays. He's gotten frustrated, I think, at times the way he's swinging the bat. But especially right-handed lately, he's been short and to the ball, and you see the ball jumping off his bat, and it's not that big swing where he's losing his balance. Then they turned him around last night. He made him hit left-handed, and he hit the ball up the middle for a huge, insurance run. So, again, getting Frankie back to being the one, like you alluded to, that's really good for us.
Another night in the National League Park against a National League opponent, and you have Edwin Encarnacion in there again. How's Carlos Santana doing, and how do you plan the next 2 days here to keep them both active?
Well, his foot's still a little sore. He's able to play, but you kind of take everything into consideration and think, okay, if the rest will help him, then we might as well take advantage of it. And there's a pretty good chance he plays tomorrow, just because it's a day game after a night game, and I don't want anybody just to sit. But I'll talk to him tonight again, and if the one more day of rest really helps him, well, then we do that too.
That's Tribe Manager Terry Francona, the KeyBank Manager Show. Stay tuned. More to come on the Cleveland Clinic Indians Radio Network. And the Manager's Minute. Hi, this is Jim Rosenhaus with the Manager's Minute with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. Indians in San Francisco playing the Giants, and Tito, it's a beautiful ballpark, AT&T Park. You played at the old place, Candlestick Park. Some memories of that place, which not everyone talks too fondly about.
No, but the name Candlestick, it's kind of the throwback. And, we were talking earlier, it had some personality. I'm not sure what kind of personality, but, it could get really windy and cold. And the fact that, when you look at what Mays and McCovey and Bonds and those guys were able to do in that ballpark, because it beat you up. I mean, physically, it was a grind every night. And once you were out on the field, there was no going in the clubhouse. The clubhouse was way down the right field line. So you just sat there and you took everything the elements could get at you. And then they'd say in the eighth inning, hey, go get us a pinch hit, big boy, help us win a game. You know, you couldn't even bend over and touch your toes, and you'd have dust in your eyes. But saying all that, it still had some personality.
As Tribe manager Terry Francona, the Manager's Minute on the Cleveland Clinic Indians Radio Network.